Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side. I'm still saying, man, don't you be deceived.
Where would I be today? And I think about the churches today or how they're preaching a prosperity message.
praise you. Continue to keep crying out and stirring out and lifting up your voice like a trumpet. I pray that people would be able to hear, you know, you're constantly praying for the eyes and the ears, and we'll constantly be able to hear God's small, still voice in the midst of everything that's going on around and about us. Yes, we can still live holy in these last and these evil days. We can still live righteous according to the word of God. He has separated us. He has set us apart for such a time as this. And I thank God on today that I know that holiness is a lifestyle. It's the way of life. When I gave my life to the Lord, I made a choice to live for Christ on today. And I just thank God that I know it's a lifestyle that I live every day. I can't live one way in the church and live one way out of the church. It has to be consistent. Your lifestyle has to be consistent. It has to line up with the word of God on today. And I just thank God for being saved in an evil day and a time like this. But if we don't continue to preach the word of God, the word of healing, the word of deliverance, people will not even know who Jesus is on today. It's such a shame that even the little children don't even know who Christ is on today. But I thank God that I know him in the pardon of my sins on today. And it was because of the word of faith that I continually hear. The word of God says faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. And yes, we do need a preacher. The word of God says, how can they hear without a preacher? People say, well, I don't have to go to church to hear the word of God. Yes, you need to come so you'll be able to hear. But make sure you go into the right house on today. Don't go in there to doing the holy hip-hop and dancing and bumping and clumping on the altar. You need to get out if you're sitting in one of those churches. You need to run out of that church in the name of Jesus. I pray that you all will be able to hear the sound, you know, when he's ministering. Pray that your ears will be sensitive to God's small, still voice on today. If you can listen on today, you will be able to live. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Well, the word of God says in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1, that woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. I'm telling you, we see a lot of pastors that are scattering the flock of the Lord. You know, they got people just doing in it everything in the house of God, in the name of God, and it's not right. And someone has to expose this stuff. Word of God said, warn the people for him. Warn them. We're not supposed to be light and salt in this last hour. And that's why we're trying to warn you with what the word of God said. It's a warning of their wickedness. Warn them of their evil deeds, their evil doings, you know, and Pastor was talking this morning about, you know, the corruption of, you know, of people, mouths, and, you know, a lot of these leaders and stuff. I mean, they are saying in and everything, they're cussing, and they, I mean, it's just so much stuff going on around about us that's not supposed to be in the house of God. The word of God said his house should be called the house of prayer. You know, we're supposed to be praying and fasting and seeking God's face like never before and getting out here witnesses to people that are hurting or dying, you know, are sick in their bodies. You know, the majority of Jesus' ministry, he was casting out devils. But we don't see anyone casting out devils. We see them patting them up. I tell you, the church is looking like the world, if not worse. And then some people that are in the world have more respect and more morals than the people in the church that are claiming to be Christian. But Christian, being a Christian is a lifestyle. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I mean, it is a lifestyle. You know, and then a lot of these pastors and leaders are leaving their children to go through the fire. Look at Cain.
real Christians today, please stand up. Hallelujah. Are you a Christian or have you denounced your faith on today? I thank God for the word of God on today. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Whatever your situation may be, you can always turn to the word of God. I'm not talking about this New Age Bible that they got here. I'm talking about the King James Bible, not the NIV. I'm talking about the B-I-B-L-E. And that's the book for me, and that's the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. I just thank God on today because truly God is a good God and he's a gracious God, but he's also a God of judgment on today. And we know that we all have to leave here one day and stand before that great judgment seat of God. But will you be able to stand before God? Does God look at you on today in disgust because of the sin that's present in your life? But I thank God that he came to bear all of our sins and all of our iniquities on the cross on today. So it's still not too late for you on today. If you would just open up your heart today and receive this word, receive the word of God with joy and with gladness. Thank God that there are still true saints that are still holding on and still crying out because they care about the souls of men and women and children. And that's the Ready Church on today. We're all concerned about your soul. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Your soul is the most valuable thing that you would ever own on today, and that's your soul. And we are mostly concerned about your soul. I know you can hear the concern and the sincerity in our voice on today that we love you. And we pray that you would just hear it in our voice and that you would turn from your wicked and your evil ways on today and turn back to the truth and the living God. You're causing your children and your children's children to cross through the fire on today, to go through the fire. You know, you're worse than your ancestors was on today, and your great-grandmother and your grandmother. You're doing worse than they ever did on today. Some of you all were brought up in the way of the Lord, and even if you have departed, you are not even bringing your children up in that way, and you're causing your children, their souls, to at stake on today. If you love your children, you ought to love their soul even more on today. You need to get back on the straight and narrow path and get off that wide road. That road is leading you to destruction, and those that you are following on today do not care about your soul, but we care about you enough to tell you that your soul is the most valuable thing that you own on today. Thank you, Jesus.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I mean, when you look and you see these pastors being lifted up over the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, and it's all behind, you know, this 501c3, you know, this tax money and stuff, you know, now they dictating to the pastors and, you know, what they can preach and what they can't preach. They're trying to, you know, do away with the name of Jesus. You know, we've been down this road before. You know, the devil got the same mission he always has had. You know, I know they're saying it's the new age and new age this and that. You know, it's the, you know, get with it now. And all the old gospel and all the old preaching and all the old preachers, just let all that stuff go. It's the new season now. But no, it's the same old devil. He's using the new age, you know, teaching, you know, to try to manipulate and to try to, you know, change the word of God. But God's word don't change. He's remaining the same. He still can heal you on today. He can still deliver you on today. All you have to do is cry out to him like never before. It's me. It's me. It's me, oh, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer today, you know, so we better hurry up and get back in line with the word of God because he said it's going to be few. Yeah. Be that finds, you know, the straight and narrow path and stay on that straight and narrow path. There's been a lot of leaders and a lot of preachers that started out, but now they have gotten off track. But nevertheless, you know, it's not too late for you. You know, every day is new mercy. Every day you wake up, you know, it's your birthday. Every day is a new day. You know, so you can get it right today. You You know, he's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He loves everyone. He don't love the sin, but he loves you, you know, on today. And we love you. We're just trying to help you to be ready when Jesus comes. We're crying like Noah did, you know. Noah, I know people say, oh, y'all just need to get off that air, you know, and stop talking about folks and stop exposing stuff and stop judging people. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, we're gonna continue to just cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like a trumpet, just like Noah did. I'm telling you, and people don't have to believe that Jesus is coming, but oh, yes, he's coming. He's coming real soon. They didn't believe it was coming when Noah was preaching. He preached there for 120 years. Oh, that was a long time to preach. I ain't been preaching 120 years. But I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. Every day the hearse will unfold, and you never know when your day is coming. But one thing for sure, you can get ready right now. You can be ready. You don't have to be like the five foolish, but you can be wise on today. You can receive this word on today. And, you know, and gain faith in the word of God and putting your faith in these men and these women. I heard Jake the White tell me he's a king. Oh, no, it ain't but one king, and he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and his name is Jesus. That's in Christ alone. Yes. It's in Christ alone we must place our trust. We must get back to the, you know, to the biblical terms of what the word of God is saying today. Get your faith back into the word of God. In the word of God, everything you need is in the word of God. Stop listening to these preachers that are leading you away from the word. Get into the word of God for yourself. You're going to leave here, and you're going to stand before God and give an account of everything that you've done and, you know, done here on this earth. You're going to give an account. He said, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. Hey, you may say, hey, oh, no, I'm not going to confess. But the word of God said every. That means everybody, saint or sinner. You're going to give an account on what you've done here. But we want your name to be written in the book of life. That's why I want mine, in the Lamb book of life. I'm telling you, I'm running. I've been running a long time, and I haven't got tired yet. I tell you, I've been running over 30-some years, and I've never seen it like it is today when it comes to the house of God. So much filth. It's all a bunch of garbage. It's like a dumpster. Everything just being dumped in there. I tell you, when you go to a dumpster, you look in there, and some of everything is in there. Dumpster, all mixed up together, and that's where the enemy is trying to mix up the body of Christ in this last hour. But I'm telling you, you don't have to be mixed up, and you don't have to be confused, because he said, if you get in his word will get in you. And he said, the word has a healing in my heart that I will not sin against him. So I'm telling you, we're here trying to help you to be ready when he comes, because we don't want the blood to be on our hands. You know, if we don't cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like a trumpet, then we've not done what God has called us to do. He told us to preach the gospel. He didn't tell us to preach no prosperity, because he said your soul will pop after you seek him. Seek him first. He said, seek you first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Everything that you need, you will receive when you, you know, when you let Christ come into your heart and come into your life. Oh, yeah, you may say, well, you don't know me. I've done some very bad things. I've done some things I don't want nobody to know about. But, hey, it's all right. All you have to do is just confess it, and he'll erase it and replace it, you know, with the word of God. And you, you know, you can be ready for heaven. That's what we're trying to do, get ready for heaven, because he's coming. I'm telling you, people are leaving here every day, every minute, every second. Somebody's gone. You may say, well, hey, I'm young and I got plenty of time. Oh, no, maybe you need to read an obituary, look through the news, and look on that, you know, look on your computer, and look on, you know, the TV and see. I tell you, young people are leaving here, really, they're leaving here faster than the older ones. I tell you, violence is filling the land. And you just look around, violence is filling your neighbor next door. You know, it's
and Jesus is looking down and he's disgusted of what he sees going on in his body on today. I know he's asking a question, where is my body on today? Just thank God that we're still a part of the body of Christ, and we know that there's still some saints out here that are still praying and still calling on the name of Jesus. And God promised to answer our prayers on today. But our prayer is for the body of Christ on today, that you would humble yourselves and seek God and turn from your evil and wicked ways while the blood is still running warm in your veins, while God is yet still giving you another opportunity to repent and tell the Lord that you're sorry. So we just thank God for you all listening in on today. We pray that something has been said to help you along your way. And to God be the glory.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that someone will be saved, set free, and delivered, oh God. In this last hour, we know that you're still Almighty God, that you got the power to save, to heal on today. And we just give your name the glory that's due only to the true and living God as we contend for the faith in Jesus' name. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took Eve and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Today, be it be alcohol or prostitution or whatever it is, there's nothing too hard for God on today, and we just thank her for coming and sharing what God has done for her, and we pray that her testimony as well as her life will be an example to those around about her in this way itself. And thank you for listening to the Ready Church. God bless you.